Sarah Goldrick-Rabb has a lot of frank conversations about college affordability. As UW-Madison professor of educational policy studies and sociology, she talks about who benefits from the high cost of college and how to make tuition more affordable.
It ruffles a lot of feathers, and to be quite honest, it ruffles the feathers of my employer.
Goldrick-Rabb says after receiving tenure in 2011, she felt more comfortable knowing she could not be fired because of her ideas.
And it's only because I've had tenure that I have been enabled to feel free to speak on critical issues that help the people of Wisconsin.
The road to tenure is not easy. During a rigorous review, faculty have to prove they're exceptional teachers, publish research, and participate in public service. While most universities have tenure policies, Wisconsin is the only state to have it written into state law. Essentially, tenured faculty can only lose their job during a financial emergency or due to poor performance. But last week, Republican members of the Joint Finance Committee passed a motion that would eliminate tenure from state law, allowing the UW Board of Regents to create their own policy. Committee co-chair Representative John Nygren says it gives the UW system more flexibility.
I would suggest having it in state statutes ties their hands. Now the people that we empower to run our system, the people that we empower to run our individual campuses, are going to have the ability to make those decisions themselves rather than government.
The Board of Regents passed a resolution in March to protect tenure, but it still has people concerned since future regents could change the policy at any time. Others are worried about another proposed change that would allow tenured faculty to be laid off for non-budget reasons. Joe Heim is a UW-La Crosse political science professor emeritus who received tenure in the 1970s. He says this could give chancellors and the Board of Regents the power to eliminate programs and faculty because of declining enrollment or market forces.
Maybe a business-oriented chancellor or president might say, well, we really don't need that much philosophy anymore, and they'll make a decision to cut back on the department or conceivably even eliminate it. Most faculty and most people, however, would say that a university wouldn't be a university without a philosophy department.
And that change is too risky for UW-Madison professor Sarah Goldrick-Rabb. She says her department is small and could be an easy target.
This massive change to the conditions of my employment overnight, which suggests that we're not only are we not valued, but we're in danger. I don't think that I can put myself, my family, or my employees at that sort of risk. And so, yes, I am looking for a new job.
Goldrick-Rabb may not be the only one looking for a job outside of Wisconsin. Noel Radomski directs the Wisconsin Center for the Advancement of Postsecondary Education at UW-Madison. He says changes to tenure, paired with low salaries and biannual budget cuts, are causing top professors to look elsewhere. Radomski says ultimately, the system's reputation will suffer.
We have had cuts. Don't get me wrong. The cuts are really bad. But we're talking about the quality of an institution, quite honestly, is based on the quality of your faculty.
Radomski argues that changes to tenure will make it harder to recruit talented faculty. He says other universities will start poaching UW faculty, attracting them with higher salaries, tenure, and stable state support. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.